maybe over the next 5 years. And the guy said, no problem. But what they meant was that make the company so attractive through productivity and sound business principles that people will love it and want to own part of it. He said, you want stock price to go up, higher stock price I shall give you. He started doing arithmetic, gymnastics, accounting. When they finish all their Wayo accounting, they'll give it to Otto Anderson. Let me tell you this as a matter of fact. Otto Anderson, one of their biggest clients was Enron. Enron that collapsed and people were collapsing with it. They knew what Enron was. There was one man, Skilling or whatever his name was. The man, all his losses, he will make investments worth $500 million. He will lose every dime. You know what he will do? He will create what they call a special purpose vehicle and carry all the expenses put inside that company within the company. And he will not put the account of the new company he created, which takes only 24 hours in New York to do. That is, in one day, that man was the chief financial officer for Enron. In one day, he expenses, loss of $500 million will vanish. Loss of $500 million will vanish in one day. When you balance the book at the end of the year, all Enron makes is profit. Why? Because the expenses have disappeared. What am I going to say? At the end of the day, what happened to everything? It collapsed. Our founders did not talk. You know why they didn't talk? Accounting fees that Enron was paying was hundreds of millions of dollars per annum. If you talk, it's not like they said, they will stop paying. But what happened to Anderson today? They vanished. That was how the company died. Even the one that was called Anderson Consulting, which is driven from the accounting side, had to change his name to Accenture. When you see Accenture, that used to be Anderson Consulting. Because the name Anderson is so odious now that is when you hear Anderson, who said that? Who messed for there? You know that kind of thing. That is how Anderson smells now as a name. So instead of Anderson Consulting, they changed their name to Accenture. I look when they were doing the rebranding. I looked there and said, one can shake it, Baron Banza, only one after the other. they have stolen money. They are hiding under a new name. The character apparently hasn't changed. What am I trying to explain? When the world tries to form you into their mold, that's what happens. Everybody that bought the idea, every single person that bought the idea went under also. Are you getting my point? But those who won't buy the idea, people like, what's his name? Warren Buffett. He said from time that this kind of accounting people are doing is wrong. That you can't do accounting like this. At the end of the day, he imagined the richest man in the world. All the other people are what? They are dead. Are you following my point? That's why I'm teaching these sound spiritual principles. Let's forget the outward one. Let us hold on to what? Honesty and what? Integrity. Next time I'll talk about advertising. One thing you must, it's part of honesty and integrity. You must never lie in your adverts. Don't advertise us until you have something to offer. Listen, let me tell you the truth. The Bible says righteousness delivers from what? Death. That is, if you are doing righteously, if people think, I'm suffering for God. This is my company is not growing because I refuse to lie like everybody else. And they make it as if it's a matter of what? Righteousness. We are holy. Listen to me. The truth is that you are just preserving your own life. The truth is that when everybody will collapse, you'll still be standing. I always tell the story of when I was in Lagos those days, and hospitals were conniving with staff to defraud establishments. What happened to all the staff? One, a lot of them got sacked. Two, all those hospitals, they lost their retainerships. You know what they used to do? Your son is going to school, you go to the hospital. You drop a list, 2 sweaters, 3 bedsheets, 7 insecticide-treated mosquito nets, 6 tins of Milo, 5 of Bonvita, 1 of sugar, milk. You write the whole list and submit to the hospital. And the doctor suddenly became the chief shopping officer. Go to the supermarket, buy everything, and deliver to you. And he will sign that your son had malaria for 6 days and was on admission. You and the doctor will agree that you said you had appendicitis, didn't you? Yes. I operated it, did I not? He said, yes, sir. That you write it. I'm not joking about what I'm telling you. I am not joking. I was there. I was watching it happen. Then when all of you have signed all the milo they bought for your pikin, 10K, and you signed it with 20,000 as hospital bills, and the doctor at the end of the month will present it. Suddenly you just see kata, tonsillitis, typhoid fever, boil, appendix, headache, fever, everything will just appear on a healthy man. One man working for an oil company, it happened to him. He needed money. He did that with the doctor. Unfortunately for him, he went and said his son had the surgery. And the guy said, let's go and greet Mr. Ajayi Kuku, whatever his name was, whose son was sick. Only for them to get to the compound. And when small JJ Okocha was tapping soccer, hey, boy. And I said, Junior, when did you come back from hospital? And the man look, Oga, what have you been smoking? Who go which hospital? You were not sick? The man said, I wasn't sick anything. No. They didn't admit you. Oh, Oga, please, let's get this thing correct. I'm as fit as, look at me. No wahala. They investigated the case and dismissed the man from his oil company job because of thievery. I said, righteousness does what? Delivers from death. The doctor, in fact, he's lucky he's not America. If he's America, you will never practice again. Of course, he lost his retainership. The hospital lost it. And, when an oil company say, we know they do use your company again, you go begin cry. Please, I hope you're getting my point. Don't let the world squeeze into their mold and start defining things the way God did not say we should define them. Let me stop my message for today here, all right, because of our time. I started that by trying to answer the question on borrowing. And from there, I just went straight into the issue of what? Sincerity, honesty. Please, in everything, don't ever try to cheat anybody. Don't cover something that's not good and sell to somebody. Are you getting my point? Your aim must be to deliver quality. That's why I said that it's not about money. People should be happy. So what's the role of money? I told you, money is a measure. Do you get my point? Just like that 1.8 at the back of the car. Alright? It's not what you want to drive. It's just a measure of what is inside the engine. You watch the money to help you keep track of what you are doing. Are you increasing in your reach or you are not increasing? Are you getting my point? If you are selling your goods maybe with a markup of 30% or 50%, whatever, and you decide to reduce the markup, alright, so as to serve more people. The only way you will know you are serving more people is if your sales increase. Are you getting what I'm saying? The increase in sales will be the indication that you have done that which is right. That's what money helps you with. And you know that is right. And peradventure, it still doesn't increase. Then you start searching out. What do you get my point? If you don't check your account books, you won't know when you should make the necessary adjustments in your business. That is what money is for. If you don't earn the money, you can't pay the staff you've hired. They are not partners with you in ministry. The laborer is worthy of what? His wages. That's what money is for. You yourself, you are a laborer. You are worthy of what? Your wages. I can't give all the details, but God will give you wisdom, from what we have said so far. When you start a business, set yourself on a salary. It helps you discipline yourself. It helps you know whether you are making money or you are just fooling yourself. And if you're not making money, it doesn't mean you should close the business. You start making what? Adjustments. Like I said at the beginning, of course, you won't start and say, after all, the bank MDs, are they better than me? When prior people want to talk, after all, I'm a child of the king. An MD of a bank is not better than me. If he's earning 1 million a month, me too, I can earn 1.2 million. After all, I'm the child of a king. Who told you all bank MDs are children of Satan? When people want to rationalize their irresponsibility, they start giving it spiritual names. The business has just started. If the turnover in a month is just 30,000 naira, you should know that it doesn't need you as a full-time staff. Do you get my point? I'm not saying you shouldn't work for a full-time, but you pay yourself part-time money. No, these are simple wisdoms of life. So when I say put yourself in salary, I don't mean that you just say, okay, yes. As the MD CEO, combine the office of MD and chief accounting officer, chief finance officer, chief PRO, everything. So I should earn all the money together. Well, it's your business, you will kill, not mine. You understand the logic I'm trying to make there? Please, so it's honesty and integrity. All right? I'm so happy for what I discussed the issue when it comes to credit. You say, I will never owe. What it means is that when you are owing, pay on time. It is not that it's against my religion, I will never borrow. I mean, ask Chike and ask my wife. There's nobody you want to buy from as much as the person who agrees to give you on credit. Ha! Look, there are suppliers that my wife loves because you can phone them and say, send me this, and they'll just send it. And that's okay. Next week, I'll pay your money. You know, that is serious. Between now and next, you can sell half of the goods. I'm telling you. In fact, they make life easier. So this issue of, I don't owe. Listen, my friend, if your supplier supplies you ahead of time before you pay, you have already owed. But this is Christianity. The time payment is due. Show up with it. Let me tell you another thing. This is how Satan tricks people. You hear that, they are about to devalue the naira. You are owing your first supplier 1 million. The second guy is 1.2 million is due. Because you know, you are owing everybody 7 million naira. But you know that they are going to devalue the naira. You are supposed to pay today. First, maybe today is what? 30th. And you are waiting. So you keep their money waiting. Hoping to use the mop up dollar. You think you are smart. Should I tell you the truth? You are a thief. You get my point. Don't be smart. Look, let me tell you what you always do. This works all the time. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and you will never go wrong. You that want to buy, you think the other man too doesn't need dollar? Are you getting my point? If you have such information, say, oh boy, let me quickly pay you your money. I hear dollar is going to go up. Buy it quickly. All this sharp, look, don't ever forget, we are dealing with spiritual principles here, not physical principles. Like my pastor in Lagos said, Pastor Poju, he said, you know what you have gained. What you don't know is what you will have lost. The one you gained, you will know it. The 200,000 that you made suddenly, you will know that one. But the spiritual substance that has vanished from your soul, you will never find out. Interestingly enough, some of them you will never find out. You build a company, it becomes so big. What? $500 million. You don't know that because you are an Orukuruku man. No, they call Orukuruku. No worry guy here. Because of your Orukuruku. That was why you ended at 500 million. Where God was taking you was 30 billion. When they told me Circle City went bankrupt, I told my friend in America, I said, I knew they would go bankrupt. That their Orukuruku was too much. Buy something from Circle City, they will tell you, this computer is going special. $600. No, they'll tell you, the price is $600. You rush. Hey, look at good computer going for only $600. They say, that is after $200 rebate. You see, okay, now, rebate means money they will refund to you after you paid. You will pay the $100, the $800. Start waiting for $200. Then you will see somewhere in very small character that this is only paid back if you're above 7 feet, 10 inches. Now, they don't say that kind of thing, but they say something as silly as that. Like I'm also the one, they will say that, sorry, only one rebate per household. Meanwhile, you have bought one, your brother has bought one, your wife has bought one, your first son has bought one because of the rebate. Then when you ask, but because you all gave the same address, they say, it's only one rebate per household. You now refund the four of you $200. I told you what matters, that people will look at you and say, you know, go better for you. Once they do like that, this adding to your soul every day. When they told me they went bankrupt, I said, no wonder. Too much Orukuruku tended towards what? Bankruptcy. Something happened the other day. Let me just end with this story. Talk about integrity and honesty. I went to buy parts of my car. Another my car was telling you that it's at the mechanic. The man finished totaling all the money. He came to, let's say, 24,500 naira. So I counted it, I gave to him, I left. I was not telling my wife, I was so excited about the things I bought because I thought I'd buy the radiator for 25, they gave me for 22. I called one other guy, he said last price 25, and I'll come to buy for 25. But I went to this other shop, and they now gave me for 22. So I was excited. So I'm telling my wife, look at what I now bought. I bought this, bought this, bought this, all of them for that 25. But when I finished telling her everything, suddenly it didn't make sense that all everything cannot be 24,005 now. So I quickly took the receipt, this small calculation, and I found out that it was 25,900, not what the young man has said. So I took the extra money and walked into the shop. I had not left. I was about to go. So I just came down. I just said, oh, sorry, you did small mistake in your arithmetic. It's supposed to be 25,900, not 24,900, like he said. He said 24,900. So I just showed it to him. Ah, so they said thank you. The old man who was the shop was there. His wife was there. And the young boy who attended to me. So I just gave them the extra 1,000 and I gave them the receipt to adjust it. And the woman said something. Ah, he said, thank you very much. Nobody will eat your money. Yeah. I looked at her and said, amen. Now, the way I responded, she had to laugh. Now, she didn't understand that. You see, I've been teaching these principles. So when she said that prayer, Job said, the soul of him that was about to perish blessed me. There's a difference between you are going to do somebody, oh, nobody will steal your money. And so, there's a difference between that and when somebody whose money you refuse to steal, do you get my point? Now blesses you in return and says, nobody will steal your money. No, I understood the spiritual principle. So I looked at her and said, amen. And she laughed and I walked away. Some people say, ah, now my luck. I said, which kind of bad luck? Yes, it's your luck. Your bad luck. I don't have time to tell you too many stories because my time is gone. Listen, honesty, integrity. Pay credit on time. Don't go and brag. I will never borrow. Listen to me. It is not you did not borrow that's the issue. It is the one you borrowed. Did you pay? Let me give you a minute to pray. All the onigbese wait they here. No, they call onigbese. That's your Yoruba word for debtor. I don't mean you are owing somebody. Nothing wrong with owing somebody. Is that okay? Uh-huh. What is wrong is that you know last year you are hoping the man has forgotten. Even though he has forgotten. No, bow down your head to pray. Want to pray. Ah, you think I'm joking? Ask for forgiveness. If you have nothing to say, don't bother. Don't bring judgment upon yourself for nothing. But if you remember, say, ah, that man, they owe him money. Now, if you have money tomorrow, you go and pay. If you don't have, call the man. Remind him, you must do this one by tomorrow. There's a blessing attached to that obedience. I promise you that. Now, just say, Father, I thank you for your light. I want us to pray. Say, Father, I thank you for your light. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for understanding. I thank you for favor. I feel like praying this prayer. Each person just say, favor is mine in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I want to repeat that thing like 5 times. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I follow the leading of God in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me. Repeat that thing several times. It's so important. Get your soul into gear. Say, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Say, I'm a man or woman of integrity. I'm a woman of integrity. I'm a man of integrity. I don't cheat. I don't lie. I'm not a thief. I rebuke every stealing spirit inside me. I command it to come out in the name of Jesus. I wash my soul with the blood of Jesus. I wash my heart with the blood of Jesus. I am a person of integrity. Say, the righteousness of God dwells in me. I have been made righteous in Jesus Christ. I have been made righteous in Jesus Christ. I have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. Declare it again. Say, favor is mine in the name of Jesus. Lift up your heads. I want to do this. Say, I'm a lucky man or I'm a lucky woman. I hope you know that is not... by now you understand what I mean by I'm a lucky man. Go and write it somewhere. Others won't understand. Just say, I'm a lucky man. It's so crucial. Say, I'm a lucky man. Look, listen. Jojo Okocha is not the best player Nigeria ever produced. He was just a lucky man. Are you getting my point? Kanu Nwankwo is not the most... Look, listen. Kanu Nwankwo played ball. And they said he had a heart problem. They treated his heart problem and sold him to a very expensive club. Now, are you getting my point? Listen to me, that is luck, in quote. You know what I mean by luck? It's a spiritual force pushing you in the direction of blessing. Manco Van Basten was a very serious player. they changed the rules of international football because somebody injured Marco van Basten. He went for one World Cup. Somebody gave him a stud, broke his ligament in the knee. He never played ball again. Skill, forget that one. Tap your chest, say, I'm a lucky man, I'm a lucky woman. Yes, because you see, there are so many things inside. If God doesn't show you blessing, favor, you will never manifest. And what we are teaching is a path of what? Righteousness that leads into the center of God's blessing and God's favor. Tap your chest again, say, I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky woman. Tap your chest. In Jesus' name. So it shall be in all your experiences in life in the name of Jesus Christ. Share your brethren. The word works. I can't take any questions, as you can understand. I've shot by like 20 minutes. Therefore.